Welcome to the Maria Fraile podcast, Secrets for a High Vibrational Lifestyle. I'm Maria, your host, and also the Modern Energy Mentor. I'm on a mission to help beautiful boss babes like you to create the wealth, health, and life of their dreams by using nothing more and nothing less than everything they're already made of. Energy! Mastering your energy allows you to live in vibrational equilibrium, embody the truth of your soul, and attract your desires with ease just by tuning into your own frequency. If you love human design, energy, and a blend of spiritual principles and science with a modern vibe, girl, then this is your podcast. Each episode will reveal a new secret for the so-called high vibrational lifestyle to which we all get to contribute as sisters, but whose actual journey is only for self-discovery. Thank you for joining, and let's get down to it. Hi girls, and welcome to the 16th episode of the Maria Fraile podcast, Secrets for a High Vibrational Lifestyle. I'm so happy you made it back once again. If you're new, you're in a very good episode to start with. We're gonna honestly decompress the essence of your energy, the foundations truly of what makes you more of you and distinguish us from others, and basically your purpose and your mission in life, in like a bigger picture of it, right? So here we basically talk about a lot of high vibrational energetic principles, right, to help you tune into your own frequency and on your own path, on your own journey, with your own tools, discover and remember who you were when you came to this earth and the mission that you had here, right? I do a lot of human design. That's like my go-to for all of my clients, for myself as well. That's how I started to really understand and master my energy, understand how it works and what's the shape of my frequency, so then I can honestly just peel the onion a little bit farther down and really discover the truth of who I am, the truth of that frequency. If you're new, welcome. I highly recommend you to go check out our private Facebook group, the Boss Babe Energy Club. We do have girls from all over the world. Honestly, Japan, the States, the UK, Europe, Australia. It's just so beautiful. Now, yeah, you should totally check it out. It's for free to join. For now, we're going to turn it into a beautiful membership in a couple weeks. But for now, it's totally free to join. And we just really dive deep with a lot of depth, but very, very modern girl, a lot of fun. We have pretty cool Zoom calls, some parties, but we talk about all this energy, how to tune into your energy, how to actually master that energy of yours through human design, but through many other principles that I actually have proven with my clients and in my own life, to see how can you actually find yourself back in the way, remember the truth and the essence of your soul, and then you can apply it with your clients, with your business, with your own self, with your own desires and experience in life. So we totally would love to see you there, and I'll put the link in the show notes. So, the topic of today is all about desires, right? And this is one of my most asked topics, but it's also my favorite topic. It's honestly the first experiment that I ever do with my clients, and we've done also in the Boss Babe Energy Club. It's also called the Foundations of Your Energy. And in this episode, we're going to be talking a little bit more of how your desires are actually the essence or the foundation of your energy. It's not that they are the foundation of your energy, but they play a huge role in there. So we're gonna be decompressing this in the podcast, and yeah, basically giving you a little quick journaling exercise that you can do at the end of the episode, so that you can start tapping into that essence of your soul, of your energy, and then apply it with your own life. I'll share a little bit my experience with it too. So are we ready to talk about desires, right? The word desires come from the word sidereus or desiderare, which is a Latin word that means heavenly born, star, heavenly born, celestial, divine, high vibrational, all these beautiful high words that we love to use in our modern girl talk, but honestly, it means that it's born in the stars, right? So that word is already telling us that since ancient times, when the language started to form and the Latin Roman Empire came in, they saw how the desires were created in there, right? In something that is really beyond what we are doing here in this material plane. And I have a really cool metaphor that I heard from Bruce Lipton. He is a PhD researcher in biology. He's a pioneer in the field of epigenetics. And I was just reading a little bit of his work, right? And I came across this metaphor for something a little bit different, but for me, it works exactly the same when it comes to your desires and the essence, the foundation of your energy. He was explaining how to create a behavior, right, of a cell or create a behavior of a human being, you need two things. You need a signal, which usually comes from the environment, an environmental signal, and then that kind of like activates a protein in your body. So then you create a behavior. Protein is kind of like the material physical plane, and that goes to every single thing in the cells of our body. That's just basically a little bit of basic science here, because you guys know that I like to base everything in science, because I feel like the key of life is already within us. It's already our body. Our body is perfectly engine. But anyway, I'm not going to get too much in depth into it today, but the basically this metaphor, when I read and I study a little bit more into it, it kind of like gave me the aha moment and the download, the revelation that this is exactly the same that happens with the essence of your soul. The broadcasting signal, right? It's like a TV, a broadcasting signal. It's not the TV, it's just the channel that allows this TV to have certain programs. So it's not that the TV can have the behavior, which we can call it the shows, without that signal, yeah? So for the TV to be able to show us programs, we need the actual physical TV, which is the protein, which I like to equal it to the body, your body, and we need the broadcasting signal. When we understand how the human body works, because it works exactly like this, and the cells are exactly made out of this pattern, this process, you can equate it to your mind, your body, and your soul, which I like to say is the foundation of your energy, is the essence, is what I really believe holds your desires in this lifetime around and in every lifetime around. Imagine that we have this broadcasting signal that is constantly sending a signal to the protein, which I like to say is your body, but let's imagine that it's a TV, and then the TV is able to show a program to us. That's the behavior. That's every time we do an act, every time we believe in something, we have certain principles, we have certain values. That's what happens when the broadcasting signal sends a sign to the protein, which is the TV, and it creates a program in the TV. Why is this any relevant? Because if you replace that TV, if the TV dies or something happened to it, we can buy a new one, we can fix it in the store, and the broadcasting signal is still there. It has not changed. It's exactly the same signal, but with a different TV or with a different body. And the behaviors, the program can come and go. We can change it, take the remote control, and you just change it. You just change the program if you wanna create a new one. So that's how you can reprogram your mind, because you can just change the channel of the TV. I don't know if you're following me with it. If you have any questions, again, just send me a DM or join the Boss Babe Energy Club, because we talk a little bit more about this. But basically, that's the whole metaphor of life. So we know that the behavior of that TV, the program, is our mind, is our personality, is the beliefs, the cravings that I like to equal it to, right? The preference that we have, our beliefs, our thoughts, our passions, our principles, our values, our likes and dislikes, the judgments, the behaviors that we do. That is in the behavior, that is in the program of the TV, in the show that we're watching. The protein, though, is the TV. That is our body. That is the vehicle that we need in order to be able to have certain programs in there. If something happens to the TV, we need to get a new one. But the broadcasting signal, again, is still there. It has not changed. It's the essence that gives life to that protein, that body, that TV, and gives a program to the mind, personality, and conscious, unconscious part. So why is this all important, right? Because for me, the desires live in that broadcasting signal. For me, the desires, this is what I've researched upon and that what I came to the conclusion on, is that the desires are essentially that broadcasting signal. The problem that we have is that we are in a very material world where we believe that everything that we cannot see, it doesn't exist. That comes from a very Newtonian physics type of understanding. But now, like, I'm talking about, what, 50 years ago, less than that, right? In 1940s, when epigenetics science comes to play and say, hello, no, that is not the case anymore. We know, we have proof that the environment is having an effect on the perceptions of people, and that's having an effect on the protein, on the body itself. So most of the stress, anxiety, chronic diseases that we have nowadays are actually caused by the perception of the environment, right? By our perception, our belief, which is the program of the TV, of the environment around us, right? So again, that's how all the mindset work comes in place, because we want to change the program of that TV. We want to change, we can take the control and reprogram the subconscious mind to be able to think something else. But what I'm going with this is that, yes, but that is still a belief. That is still a principle. That is still passion, likes, dislikes, desires, is expression of needing, is expression of the physical material plane. So is the body. So is the protein, right? But the protein is something different because it's connected to the broadcasting signal. It's connected to the true essence of our soul. And that's how we receive our energy, from the essence and the foundation of our mission. So if you want to know your soul purpose, if you want to know your missions, if you want to know exactly how to attract desires into your life, you need to connect to that broadcasting signal, know what is this all about, and then understand how that plays into your body. So we're going to do a quick exercise at the end of this episode so that you can actually start tuning into it. But for now, I'm just going to give a quick difference between what desires are and cravings or preference are, which is basically what we just talked about. But I want you to actually have a clear distinction on them so that you can start seeing them, experiment with it throughout the week, and see it in your life, because this is the key, honestly. This is the foundation of everything. This is the Pandora box that unlocked every single thing for me: my health, my career success, my business, my friendships, my partner. Everything for me came down after I understood what this difference is about, right? Because we all hear in manifestation or in mindset work that, you know, the law of attraction, that works, of course, is one of the universal laws, that you attract what you desire. But what I'm talking here about is that if we desire something in the material plane, the changes we obtain are only material. So we still have the void of not knowing the main true purpose that we came here to do, that we only know by tuning into the true desires, the true essence of our energy, the true foundation of our mission in Earth. Basically, the desires are, like to say that they're the broadcasting signal that we just discussed. In a kind of like common way of saying it, they will be more related to your heart desires, the heart-driven desires that drive your life. But in human design, we equate this to the magnetic monopole that is in your identity. If you know anything about human design, you will know that they explain that your energy is actually driven by one magnetic monopole, that it's in your G-center, is located physically in your sternum, and that is exactly what drives your life. I'm not going to get too much in depth into the magnetic monopole and how is it possible to have one magnetic monopole, because when we went to school, they said that all the magnets, everything in life is polarized, right? It has a positive and a negative, right? And I believe that so deeply. I believe that everything is like two-sided, and if we want to get in balance, if we want to get in vibrational equilibrium, we need to see both sides in order to get to that stable state, right? And we can manifest from there. And that's honestly the truth of our frequency that attracts our desires when we get into that stable state. However, the desires are really the only thing that it's not polarized. It's not black or white. It's not positive or negative. It's not electrons and neutrons. It is just one pole. And that is exactly the mission of the body that you're in and the life that you're living in. That's why I got so excited when I first read about this and I understood this and I wanted to study more, because it's so fascinating for me to understand how that can really drive a person's life. And then after I watched and read so many stories about personal development, many stories about individuals that are able to, you know, create their own life, that's what they had in common. Some of them, they didn't know that they do it like this. Some of them knew, but it's just about tuning into that mission essence of the broadcasting signal. I like to say that also the desires are your expression of longing, and is something that is forever yours. So this is something that you will see when you do the experiment and you follow the questions that I have for you at the end. But it's about something that would always be yours it would never change, no matter where you're born, no matter the country you're in, no matter the family that you have, no matter the friends or the culture that you live in, no matter the politics or the religion or the schools that you go to or that you support, no matter of what you believe your principles are, your values are, this would be the same. This would never change. It will not change. But when we know that we live in a constant evolution of the world, we actually want to turn into what doesn't change. When we no longer, as a TV and a behavior, are in tune with that broadcasting signal, we are no longer helping the broadcasting signal to be transferred into the world, to be channeled to others, to be channeled to the world. There's no other reason for us to exist. That is the reason why we are here. There's no such a thing as coincidence. There's no such a thing as randomness in the world. The world is perfectly designed. Come on, we just walk outside in nature and we see that everything is in perfect equilibrium. Everything is perfectly designed. Like our body as it is, it's perfectly heavenly designed in a way that you and I could have not designed it, could have not imagined it in a million years. But a bigger intelligence that you and I, a bigger energy, designed us this way. So we just need to understand that we're not controlling how we come in the world and how we leave this world. We never have control over it. So that tells you that your body and your life is not here to find out the house of how things happens. It's here to just live. Do the what's and the why's, but not the house. The true desires of your magnetic monopole that you feel kind of as a driver in the sternum of your life, right? Those never change. That is the what and the why. So as long as you're following those, as long as you're turning into those every day, trying to get back to it when we go out of work, trying to remember your bigger what and why, everything else would be going into place. The universe, the higher power, the bigger God that you call it, whatever you believe in, girl, that will come effortlessly to your life because that is the job of the bigger energy, to bring you the how you can achieve that. We do not have the full scope, so we cannot know how we do this best. We cannot know what's the most efficient way. We only know what and why. And that's what this episode is all about, right? So basically your desires, they never change, no matter what you do, no matter what you are, no matter what you believe in, these are never going to leave you. And after you die, if you believe in reincarnation or not, that's up to you. But after you die, energetically talking, that broadcasting signal would still be there. If you believe that you're in heaven, well, that is the broadcasting signal. It's in heaven or whatever you believe that it goes if it doesn't do well with the body, right? In this lifetime around. But that broadcasting signal is still there. It's your soul. Your soul never dies. So all religions, and I study many of them, all ways of life support this idea of broadcasting signal that also now the science supports. And it's the first time, right, that we have science and we have religions and spiritual beliefs coming together to say, hey, this is here. This never changes. So let's get into the essence of it, right? Desires really set us free to be the authentic self that we are here to be. We really live our soul mission and we really live our true desires when we know what we're made of. And that's ultimately the core of our identity. So it's, for me, all related to the identity, the self. And if you know about human design and if you have your chart, check it out. If you have the G center defined, this is going to be a way easier exercise for you to discover because you already have a sense of self and identity defined. So that's my authority indeed. It's actually self-projected. So that's why all of this for me came so natural. But I've worked with people that they don't have this defined. They don't have the G center, the identity defined. So for you, it might be a little bit harder to understand because these people, it's not that they don't have a direction. They do have a direction. And it's not that they don't have a self. They do have a sense of self. What they don't have is a fixed identity. And what that means from an energetic point of view is that the universe is actually going to help them, or the bigger energy, to find themselves through giving people, through giving, honestly, opportunities and things their way so that they can find themselves while doing that. It's more that people will help you achieve things and will help you figure out yourself. It's not that you come to this world knowing who you are, right? So it will be a little bit more difficult for you, but I feel like you can still do this exercise of tuning into that essence, because we all have a broadcasting signal, right? That's equal for all of us. And yeah, it's just basically what we're made of, and you still have a sense of self that unites you with your partner or with everybody around you, right? It makes you energy, it makes you more of the world, but it also differentiates you from others. So that's where the true sweet point is located, right? So when it comes to cravings or preference, this is all about the TV, the mind. This is so important to understand that it's not our body, right? For example, say that you want chocolate. That craving is not coming from your body. Your body does not want chocolate. Your body just wants foods available to support the fuel, right? That's the TV. It just needs programs so that it can show something to people. But what the program is made of depends on how your mind perceives it, depends on what your mind wants and is learning, or the actual chemicals that it's producing in the brain so that it wants certain things. So this is all about the cravings, the preference, the beliefs, the thoughts, the judgments, the values. If you value honor, if you value love, if you value truth, if you value authenticity, if you value confidence, if you value image, all of those things, reputation, money, all of those things are preference, are likes and dislikes. The list of your priorities and value that a human being have is coming from the mind. It's not coming from the broadcasting signal nor the protein. It comes from the mind. And proof of that is that you can change that. You can change your values, you can change your beliefs, you can change your principles, you can change the judgment that you have upon something, and you can change your perception. And that's what all the mindset work of reprogramming your mind is about. However, that is already telling you that if I can change this, it's not the truth of who I am. And this is the thing that I've encountered the first time that I was doing reprogramming of my unconscious. Because when I reprogram my unconscious and I put just different desires that I like, say that I want a house, or say that I want abundance in my life, or say that I want a puppy, or say that I want a partner, or say that I want a growth of my business, right? All of those are likes and dislikes, preference of the mind, things that I want or I feel like it would be nice to have. It's a nice to have, but it's not, if I don't do this in this lifetime, I do not have a mission. I am empty. I'm in a void. This is all about the passenger seat. Again, in the metaphor that I'm not getting super in depth today in human design, this is all about the mind being in the passenger seat. It's not what's driving the vehicle. The vehicle, which is your body again, is being driven by that G center in human design, by the magnetic monopole, by the essence of your soul that holds your true heart desires. That is the foundation of your energy. Not the mind, not the passenger seat that is just there watching the journey. So at the end of the day, this is just the expression of needing. It's a short-term goal that you have in mind, or certain preference that you have. It's emotional, it's changing, it's volatile. The cravings come and go, the preference come and go, the people in your life come and go, and what you like and dislike evolves with your life. But again, the desire, the broadcasting signal never changes. Something that I also want you to be aware of is that you're not one or the other, right? It's not all about being the essence of your soul and being the broadcasting signal and being only that, because then you're just living up there. And you came here to live a physical experience. And that's why I say that all my work isn't a modern girl talk. I try to bring this to you guys, explain the really the core of the truth that we talk all the time with the clients. And I try to learn and process myself, but in a talk that is accessible for everybody. And it's also fun, because our essence, right? The broadcasting signal, the essence of our soul, cannot live a physical experience without the body and without the mind. And that's why we are here, to really have fun with our lives, have fun with our gifts, dance, have hobbies, live with one another, really truly turn into our special gifts and special ways of having fun. Because life is all about that. It's about living a physical experience while knowing and trying to help humanity with that essence of your soul. right? That's the perfect sweet spot balance. So I don't want you to think, okay, now the rest of my life, I'm just going to spend it tuning into that essence of my soul and not doing a physical experience. No, because for that essence to come out to the world, we need a TV and we need certain programs. But for me, it was just that because I'm a very extreme person, right? And I kind of go from one side to the other. And I knew when I started this business that that was not what it's all about. Vibrational equilibrium is where it's at. And we need to truly become our own frequency by being everything we are. And we are the body, we are the TV, we are the mind, we are some programs and shows, and we're also, and most essentially, the truth of our soul, the energy. So some questions that I want you to ask yourself this week related to all of these to see how can you tap a little bit more into that essence of your soul would be, what is it right now as we speak or as you do this exercise that your soul would do no matter where you're born? What is it that you feel and not think? This is a very cute, important distinction, right? What is it that no matter where you are, you would feel called to do? You would feel and feel driven and feel like a burning sensation, right? It has to feel some sort of like a driver in your body. It has to be something that you feel called to do instead of something that you think you're here to do, instead of something that you believe that the world needs or that you've seen in your life that it's a lack or a need in there. It's nothing related to your mind. It's all related to what you feel, a fire within your soul that no matter where you are, no matter what country you're born, no matter what family you have, no matter what religion, no matter what place, belief system, no matter what you're at, that still's there. And I want you to also think about the labels, the concepts, right? This is what we work in the Boss Babe Energy Club with the girls. Think about the labels. Think about the concepts that you relate yourself with, like I am a dog mom, or I am a girlfriend, or I am a daughter, or I live in London and I am a life coach, especially focusing on high vibrational living and human design. All of those things are labels, are concepts. Think about, what do you do when you introduce yourself for the first time? What do you say? What does it come easily from your mouth? Like, I am Maria and I'm 26 and I do X, Y, and Z? Or what is it that it comes from there, right? Because all of that is your beliefs. All of that is your mind. And for the sake of this exercise, you need to remove all of that, kind of like experiment with this throughout the week, and tune into your true soul. Tune into what it doesn't change, no matter where you are, no matter if, you know, put the extreme situation. Say that you're born in a very, like I was, like in a very Catholic country with very religious beliefs, and you go to school and it's Catholic, and like it's very homogenized, very collective kind of living. So put it in a different stream. That's what happened to me when I started traveling Asia and I left Spain, right? I realized that if I was living or if I was born in China, my beliefs of the world would be different. Honestly, the way that I would portray that to the world would be 180 different. But my essence is still the same. No matter what this body looks like or the family and my surroundings look like, it doesn't feel like a belief from the mind. It literally feels like a burning sensation coming from your sternum, and no one can stop you. No one can prevent you from making that happen in life. That's how you know, really, truly is what you came here to do, is your soul mission, your foundation of the energy. So my experience a little bit, I can give you a little bit of a background so you have an idea of what truly is this exercise when you do it in life, right? For me, it was very hard as I was doing this exercise with you again, because I did this really back in the time in 2015, when I left Spain and I traveled the world. I naturally came up with this exercise. I did it myself. And again, in human design, I'm a self-projected projector. So that's what I'm all about. My entire life is about the identity of people and helping them tune into the truth of who they are. So that's when in 2015 it happened for me, when I was in Hong Kong. I lived there for a little bit and I found that I have so many more things in common with people around me there than what I had in Spain. But still, the truth of who I was intact. So I wanted to really dive in there. And yeah, it became so autopilot for me since then, right? That now, as I was doing this exercise with you, it was so hard for me to put labels on myself right now. Because back in the time, I'm a Spanish, I am an advertising public relations student, I'm a fashion major, I'm 26. I wasn't 26 at the time, but I was 21. Yeah, all these labels that I was coming up with in my mind so easily. But now for me, it feels a little bit harder because I train myself to not identify with concepts, not identify with labels, not identify, honestly, I never say I believe. If you ask me, I believe in everything. I believe in everything that people believe in, because it's not a matter of what your mind believes, it's a matter of what you actually are made of, right? So you can believe whatever thing you want, because perception is so relative to every one of us that it doesn't really matter what you believe in or what you stand by, it really matters what you're made of. That is what I want to get to. When I was doing this exercise, I was coming up with concepts as I'm a Spaniard and I live in London, I'm a coach, I believe in a higher energy, I used to be Catholic, I value authenticity, honesty, equality, self-expression, all of these things that I value. But then truly, what is it that my soul would do no matter what I was born, no matter what I would go, no matter what I would experience in my life, if I had a complete different upbringing, what would my soul still would do, right? And I came up only with 2 to 3. I've seen some girls that I work with, they can come up with 4, maximum 5, but it's very, very unusual that you have such a clarity in the identity of who you are, right? So at the end of the day, these are very few things, 2, 3, maybe 4 things that you truly, truly, truly feel like yours, and you can stand by. You can really stand by these things. You feel like they're making up who you are. So for me, that was universal love, differentiation, and progress, change, evolution. And how I got to this is because I started recognizing that a pattern in my entire life, in my entire experiences, was that I always was searching for change, for evolution, for progress, for growth. It's one of my main pillars in life, right? That's something that really, really defines me and really makes me more of who I am, no matter where I am at. Another thing that I realized is that I always felt different, but in a very unique way. Like, I always value people that have a very strong sense of self and a differentiation, while at the same time, they recognize that that is helping the collective. That's for me where it comes all the universal love. So how I phrase this, how I phrase my mission is something like, I am here to help humanity evolve, or the world, humankind, right? Evolve and progress through differentiation of individuals with their own gifts and talents, and universal love that makes us all one. So that is truly what my soul is made of. That is just in 2 simple sentences what my soul came here to do, is my mission. And I know that that can play so many different ways. Like, if you think about it, I could have been a guide and a teacher, I could have been a researcher at a lab, I could have been an athlete, I could have been a journalist in third world countries, or I can just be me. The broadcasting signal is what makes me. And my TV is also me, right? So the way that I do those things, the way that, like, I'm in a modern girl body, I love dancing, I love talking and chatting, I have my girlfriend, I love animals, all of these things make me more me as well, but it's not the essence of who I am. So those can change, and there's still an essence of my identity, an essence of myself. This is truly the biggest exercise, the biggest essence that you could possibly do in your life. When you do this, you achieve so much more clarity. Your life truly flows through you, at you, for you, instead of you actually having to struggle for your desires, because this is where your desires come from. Anything that I know is going to help me to progress, to change, to grow, me or people around me, that is going to help me love better my neighbors and myself, and that is going to help me tune into my special gifts, to differentiate myself from others, and help them others tune into their own gifts and talents, I know those are my true desires. Anything that I desire from that range, that scope, it is a desire of mine. It'll be nice to have a super luxurious car and a super luxurious mansion by the beach and the ocean, which I know I'll eventually get there, right? But that's nice to have. I can still live my mission where I am right now. I can still live my desires where I am right now. And this is the trick of manifestation. This is truly what people is not really talking about, but it is truly the essence. When you live on your desires, there's no way, there's no freaking way that the universe is not gonna help you. It's not gonna give you the tools that you need to achieve it, because it wants that TV to be in the higher channel. It wants those programs to show to others because they have such a truth. They have such a important soul mission that you came here to do. So honestly, the trick is not how we change our unconscious mind to set certain programs. Yeah, that is very, very helpful and very useful, especially if we have really limiting programs in our mind. But it's really do the extra mile, really do the extra step of, okay, what is truly programming those programs, right? Those shows to others. What is truly behind all of this? So that was all about this. I really hope this exercise helps. Send me an email to maria@maria-fraile.com if you have any questions or if you have any big breakthroughs. Again, if you want a human design reading, I can also guide you through your identity and what the gates of your identity are too, because what I found out later on, I did this exercise in 2015 and I live by these principles since 2015. When I went back to my human design, because I discovered it in 2018 later on in life, I realized that the gates that I have illuminated, right, that I have energy on those gates in my G center, they were these gates. It's the universal love, like the love of the spirit, is the differentiation, the self-expression, the gate number one, it's gate number one, gate number 25, if you know about human design. And the sun energy, my biggest energy, is the progress, the change, the evolution, the 35 gate. So those are the gates that make up my identity, my direction. And it was so interesting for me to find out that all of the clients that I work with, they have the same thing. So we all have a journey, and I'm so happy that I can help you get to that journey yourself as well. If you want to get a little bit more in depth about all these exercises, all the experiments that we do, I would highly, highly recommend you again to join the Boss Babe Energy Club. It's for free as of we're speaking right now, but I can guarantee that it keep being free in the next couple weeks, because we're going to be diving deep into human design. I'm going to decompress so many different things, how to turn into your emotions, your intuition, your gut, your mind through actual practical experiments. And yeah, that's going to be a little bit of a fee. I don't know the price yet. We will get to it later. But want to make sure that people that are really in that group are taking advantage of it while being their most authentic self. That was all for me. Thank you so much for listening, and see you in the next episode, babes. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Maria Fraile podcast, Secrets for a High Vibrational Lifestyle. Don't forget to share with your friends and leave me a review on Apple Podcast. I'm looking forward for our next episode together. In the meantime, if you're curious about more high vibrational lifestyle secrets with a super contemporary approach, please check out my social media accounts. I'm on a high vibe on Instagram as I am Maria Fraile, but you can also join us on the Boss Babe Energy Club, our private Facebook group, or send me an email to maria@maria-fraile.com. Thank you for listening, and see you very soon.